Charlie, I got a couple questions. What all did it take to make this possible? Like all the materials and stuff like that. What all did it take? It's a big undertaking, obviously.
Yeah, a lot of it was really Delaney Donaldson just coordinating all the people involved from start to finish. Me personally, I had a great group of family members to help out. Tom Feasting, Jason Huber, and Paul Huber to give me really a lot of just mechanical and engineering advice to make it work. And then a lot of research to be able to get all the materials together, how to make it work. And then, of course, you know, at the end of the day, materials all cost money. So J.B. Esker was outstanding to be able to pay for the all the material to make it happen. And then, of course, Pyramid Marble, putting it back where it is right now. So it's going to be here hopefully for another 100 years.
Yeah, it looks like night and day difference from where it was before. I've seen pictures of it when it was kind of in pieces. This is definitely amazing what you've done.
Thank you.
And just what do you think that it means for the VFW and the local community to have this story, not only that, but to have it back up and on display in such a great condition?
Yeah, I think it's really a lot of just remembering the past and making it relevant. This is still something that people should just be aware of, and something they should just acknowledge that, hey, this is a great piece of Effingham history. The VFW has just been awesome to work with. I'm glad they got to have it back in the spot here, because you can talk to a lot of the people that are here today that remember this being here many, many years ago. And of course, it was taken down. It was when it was broken, and now it's back to for another generation to enjoy, and for the past generations to get to see again.
Definitely. Well, I thank you for doing this, and everyone who is involved. It looks amazing, and hopefully it stays for many decades.
I hope so, too. Thank you very much.